The Plucky Haggis, 25th of December 2010. Season's greetings to plucky friends worldwide. As we roll up to and into 2011, I'm summoning all the goodwill I can muster to conclude a blogging good year here, and trust there's something here for you all. I met this jolly fellow nearly 2 years ago, born on one of only several wintry days endured locally that year, as many years previously before it. But what we've experienced in the UK recently will surely remain with us forever, and we're probably not halfway through winter yet. Pushing 40-foot articulate lorries uphill, through snow, might sound somewhat fictitious for only one person, yet that's precisely what I was doing locally the other night, proving truth to be stranger than fiction. Generally, it has something to do with basic physics, though not one of my strongest subjects. Two Arctics became stuck due to other vehicles in front doing so. Once these juggernauts lost traction, they have an awful struggle to get going again on slippery slopes. All they needed was a plucky push until they regained momentum to see them on their way. Still a Herculean effort, at least that's the conclusion I came to, substantiated by the bodily aches and strains during the next few days. Most car drivers just needed some guidance, support and encouragement, along with a wee plucky push. During my 4-hour stint playing the Good Samaritan, someone else helped out with their 4x4 towing more severe cases over the brow. At one point they provided me with a high visibility vest. Weird, how I instantly became more officious and authoritative wearing it. Mind you, it wouldn't have stopped me becoming squished deed Samaritan, being nearly hit by a truck coming down the hill as I ran out in front of another struggling to make a 3-point turn. That driver probably got the bigger fright, being as I was so busy with this self-appointed part-time role. Later that week, gone midnight, once there was little else on telly to distract me, I looked out to see a lovely hunter's moon on the evening before a lunar eclipse, and was inspired by the snow-covered countryside to take a stroll. Checking out the local wood, here earlier in the week I'd noticed badgers had been working hard, leaving a clearly marked track indicating their quickest route downhill to den, dragging fresh bedding from a big straw bale left out in the field above for pheasants. Sadly, no such sign when I came upon it this time round, just a few prints in the snow and the odd scrape. Too cold and too much snow, probably. So I left some peanuts for old Brock before heading home. En route there, I'd come within a few metres of a red fox, a vixen, I believe, who just gave me a wide berth as she walked on her way. The barking muntjac wasn't quite as brave, but I could clearly see his antlers as he passed a little further down the hill, heading towards another barking mate. While I'd quite expected to see these two, I totally forgot about owls, until a close encounter caused me to duck instinctively before then listening to these tawny owls screeching in the night. Sadly, no photos, as I hadn't quite fixed my camera focus issue. Next time. The best news about all this snow is the hungry bird visitors it forces into our gardens. Along with the few fieldfare finding their way to the plucky haggis diner this year amid severe local conditions, 6 and 4 inches of snow, -12 during continuous deep freeze nighttime temperatures, hardly rising to above zero during the day, I give you my winter list. 12 golden goldfinch, 11 twinkling starlings, 10 chirping chaffinch, 9 hedgerow dunnock, 8 collared doves, 7 long-tailed tits, 6 sexy blackbirds, 5 great tits, 4 reliant robins, 3 blue tits, 2 coal tits, yellow hammers, fieldfare, pied wagtails, maybe one was white, and a brambling very near my pear tree. My very first. Okay, this post mightn't have been as good as the Queen's speech, or watching Butch Cassidy and Sundance, but the only red herring here is this lobster. Boom, boom. Until we meet again in the new year, peace be with you and yours, the Plucky Haggis.